You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
It was supposed to be a big suck fest last night, but the Patriots-Jet game turned out to be pretty good. After the Jets kicked a field goal on the opening drive, the Patriots right down the field, and they score a touchdown. I'm going to play you the call, ESPN, Steve Levy. Listen to what he says at the end of this clip.
From the five, Cam's going to keep it. Newton trying to get there, and they're going to give it to him. Touchdown, Cam Newton. And there you have it, the first quarter offensive touchdown of the season for the New England Patriots.
They're in game number 8, and it was their first quarter touchdown. A little bit later, the Jets leading the game 10-7, and Jets quarterback Joe Flacco, who got the start for the injured Sam Darnold, did this.
Flacco put some air underneath it, got a man, it is caught. Rashad Perriman, touchdown for the Jets.
That's a 50-yard bomb, and on that pass, Joe Flacco moves in front of Joe Montana to number 20 on the NFL's all-time passing yards list.
Wow.
Yeah, Flacco
ahead of Joe Montana's career?
Well, it was a different era. I mean, he probably has played the same, you know, if I had to guess, probably a similar number of games that Flacco played off the top of my head. But it was a different era. You handed the ball off.
Yeah, a lot of running backs.
There was a lot of running, whereas, you know, Flacco, a lot of throwing. So he passes Joe Montana for number 20 on the list. Now we get to the fourth quarter in the J-E-T-S, Jets, leading the game 27-20 when Cam Newton, able to get the team down, scores a touchdown. He runs it in, second rushing touchdown for him. Extra point ties the game, minute 57 left. Then the Jets did the most Jets thing they could do. They went 3-and-out on the ensuing kickoff.
Yeah.
Cam Newton then drives New England to the drives them 45 yards down the field, sets up former Jets kicker Nick Folk with an opportunity to win this game from 51 yards out.
Folk on the way, and it is good. With zeros on the clock, the field goal from 51 yards away, and that's how the Jets fall to 0-9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 0-9, and you know, if you're the Jets, you know, just lose the rest of them, get Trevor Lawrence, trade Sam Darnold, you'll be good to go. Right. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, who sustained what looked like a horrible injury against the Cowboys at the late in the second quarter, looked like his knee was destroyed, limped off the field after scoring a touchdown. Didn't think he was coming back in the second half, but he did. Well, it turns out that both of his knees are injured. The Steelers, though, are optimistic that he'll be able to play this Sunday against Cincinnati. Mike Tomlin, head coach, in his press conference yesterday, talked about the game against the Cowboys. Said it was kind of an in-between thing.
It wasn't ugly, but it wasn't pretty. It was in between. It was half face, half eyes. It was in between.
Yep, makes sense to me. He also said that he wasn't going to dwell on what happened Sunday.
We don't dwell on the past. We don't dwell on things that happened, but I spent a lot of time thinking about what happened yesterday. Without dwelling, I spent a lot of time thinking about it. And we're 8-0.
There you go. Not dwelling on it. Yeah, that's fake Mike Tomlin. LSU head coach Ed Orgeron announced that his team could be without some starters Saturday against Alabama due to COVID.
Some of you may have heard we're dealing with COVID and contact tracing. Can't go into detail. It's a very fluid situation. I can tell you that we do have players that have got COVID. And we do have some players that are quarantined. I can't tell you the numbers. I'm going to let the doctors take care of all that.
Yeah.
We're focused on playing Alabama on Saturday night. It'll be a great challenge for us.
Now, this is a bad time for LSU to get COVID. If you remember, back in the offseason, it was suggested by Boomer Esiason's crew up in New York that there would be coaches like Ed Orgeron who would try to have his players spread COVID so that they could get herd immunity before the season even started.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcus, go cough on this guy. And then you cough on him, and then you cough on the whole secondary. Y'all be fine in 3 weeks. Just shut up, take your temperature, go to your doctor. Y'all young, you'll be fine.
Yes, well, unfortunately, the COVID hitting them at the wrong time here. Mississippi State Auburn moved to December 12th because of a COVID outbreak with the Bulldogs. That would be Mississippi State. Longtime Michigan State men's basketball coach Tom Izzo announcing that he tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday. Well, I don't know if when he tested, he announced he's got it. And he was pretty annoyed that he got it because, according to him, he has done everything right. He has not gone anywhere he shouldn't.
Yep.
He's worn his mask. He's stayed away from people. And yet he still got the damn thing. Dawsonville, Georgia is a little town in, obviously, Georgia. It has a population of less than 4,000. And yesterday, it appeared as if the whole town turned out to welcome home Chase Elliott. Less than 24 hours after winning the NASCAR Cup Series Championship, Elliott returning to Dawsonville, where he drove his NASCAR Cup Chevrolet Camaro around town, then did several donuts near the town square. And then received the key to the city during a ceremony at City Hall. It was one of the coolest things I've seen a NASCAR driver do.
That is pretty cool.
I mean, it was awesome, and you can see it. It's on the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page. You can check that out.
How exciting.
Here's your fun fact. 1960s, there was a live-action show starring Bullwinkle the Puppet. It was on NBC. However, it was removed by NBC.
What?
And canceled because parents complained when their kids broke off their television set knobs at the suggestion of Bullwinkle to ensure that they would tune in next week.
Now, what I love is that is the true character of Bullwinkle. If you remember these cartoons, they were not made for children. There is so much innuendo in these things between, and Bullwinkle doesn't know what he's saying half the time. Kind of like, these old TV shows back in Detroit, there was a guy named Soupy Sales.
Yes, I was just thinking of that.
That told the kids to go get in their parents' wallets and send him all those green pieces of paper, et cetera, you know.
And upon receiving some money in the mail, they said, Mr. Sales,
big trouble.
You have to apologize.
Big trouble.
Apologize.